Inspire Eugene, episode 17.
Welcome to the Inspire Eugene podcast. Each week we showcase individuals with heartfelt and powerful messages to encourage you to take those first steps to unlock your very best work. Are you ready to get inspired? Here's your host, Brad McKinney.
Welcome to this episode of Inspire Eugene. I'm your host, Brad McKinney, and I have a great guest for you today, Barbara Passarelli, and we met at SPIN, which is the Senior Provider Information Network. I believe at the time she was the chair, but now she's just a board member of that organization. A great organization helping out our seniors in the area. She also is, she works at Elder Care Resources, helping our seniors, and she owns a company called It's My Life Kit, which I'm sure we will hear more about here in just a moment. So Barbara, welcome to the show. And if you could tell us a little bit about yourself and a little bit about your business.
Hi, Brad. Thank you for having me. And sure.
Yeah, no problem.
Well, I was my mom's care partner for the last several years of her journey with Alzheimer's. And out of that experience and learning some family history with her, I created a gift for my family when I turned 50. So I gave it to my husband and our two children, and we called it the Mom Box. And I actually said this is in case I get Alzheimer's, because I learned that 4 out of 6 women ahead of me had some sort of memory loss. And then through the years, that gift turned into a product with a barcode, and now I'm actually using that to help care for my husband. Now he has a condition from kidney failure where he has some cognitive function issues, and so I'm supporting him by being his care partner.
Goodness,
Our children are all grown up. Yeah?
Oh, I'm sorry to hear about your husband. That's unfortunate.
Yeah, thank you. We're a good team, though. We actually went to the same grammar school, and so we go way back. We started dating as teenagers down in Southern California. Ended up here because we needed a Pac-10 town, and we feel like we chose the right one.
All right. Mine's a little bit north of here, but that's okay. That's okay.
All right. And then our children are all grown up. Our son is a double deck. He's at law school, U of O.
Great.
And our daughter is a social worker by education, UCLA, which is where we went. And now she's a mom. And we've got 6 grandchildren. Any second, we've got 4 who are boys, and the oldest is 6, and then we are about to have another one in September, and then actually I take that back, we're going to have 6 boys, 2 twin boys in December, so we'll have 6 boys and then 1 to be determined, a total of 7, and the oldest will be 6.
That'll keep you busy for sure.
That'll
keep you busy for sure.
Absolutely, but it's so fun, such a blessing, and keeps us focused through all the trials of kidney disease. It's great to wake up and think about the rest of the family.
Absolutely. Well, thank you for telling us a little bit about yourself. I like to start things off before we get into your story with what. Well, I get a lot of inspiration from other people's words, and just like to know what quote or mantra has most inspired you in your life.
One that I really like is actually a song called Will I, and it comes from the musical Rent by Jonathan Larson. And the first line is, will I lose my dignity? Will someone care? And that's part of the chorus. And back several years ago, we used to take theater students to New York for spring break, and there's local Eugene students who really thought they'd be on Broadway someday. And one year we were there and we were watching the show and that song came on and I just started to cry. I was thinking not about HIV/AIDS, which is what the play is about, but about Alzheimer's. I had left my mom in good hands and traveled to New York. And I looked down the row, there were a bunch of teenagers between us and then my husband. And he was also very taken up with the emotion of the song. And that song has forever changed for us, and we really look at it as for everyone in their futures as they age. Will they lose their dignity? Will someone care? And actually, at the end of that week, my mom went to the hospital, and she was gone a couple weeks later. So very emotional to us. And then I'd be remiss, too, if the other mantra wasn't said. In our family, it's always about having fun. Even the day my mom died, when I left her for just a little bit, as I was walking out the door, she said, have fun. And that's what we all say, and it's now in the new generation as well.
Awesome. Well, those are two great, great words and a song to live by, for sure. Now, you have a business, is that... with the it's my life kit, is that what it's called?
Yes, we have that. We created it. I'm partners with my husband and my brother, and okay. And actually, my work life and my private life have collided two times in the last several years. So I was working at a assisted living, and then we found out Mom had Alzheimer's, and she moved in there, and we moved together to memory care, and then now I work part time for a care management company. And now we've learned about my husband's health conditions, and I'm now his care manager. So the product, It's My Life Kit, that I created following my experience with Mom, I'm now using with my husband. It's helping me care for him, and I'm so grateful that we have that tool to help get things in place, and it's making our lives much easier. And we're test driving it in a way.
What does that tool do for somebody?
The main thing it does, Brad, is it opens the door to communication. So many people don't have the nerve to have the tough conversations. The first time I did my advance directive, for example, I gathered the family, and everyone was willing to sign, but our daughter didn't want to talk about it. She just said, tell me where to sign. And then a couple years later, when we realized we had it wrong, I gathered them again, and she said, well, you're going to make us talk about death again. And I said, well, don't we agree that we have this not quite right? Let's fix it. So we did. She was my healthcare rep, you know, daughter, oldest child, but she didn't agree with my choices and would have had a hard time carrying them out. She was always the banker when we played Monopoly, so better for her to be the power of attorney and our son, who's here, to be the healthcare representative. And so people are afraid to have those discussions, afraid to talk about what if.
Mm-hmm. I'm in the insurance business, and I come across that a lot when it comes to planning the end years there with either having life insurance or savings or where the money is going to go. So I completely can resonate with what you're talking about. And it'd be nice to have a tool for somebody that could bring these conversations up, because they're hard. No one wants to really think about how fragile we are and our inevitable extinction.
Right. And so what we did is through my experience with Mom, and all my brothers are lawyers, and two of them are accountants, and I worked in the field, and we had her advance directive in place 3 days before I unexpectedly needed to show it. And so I thought, okay, if we're not ready, nobody's ready. So I, you know, asked around and realized, okay, nobody's ready. People mm-hmm. just aren't having these conversations. They're not getting things in place. So that's what started our process. And our long-term vision really was to have families and friends make this sort of a group project, to make a ritual or family tradition out of it, to do the documents, but also have the discussions at the same time. Okay. And so, and this seems to work, because I can give you a very practical example. Not long ago, my husband said, is my kit finished? And I was able to say to him, on rather neutral ground, well, you know, actually, we never quite finished those organ donor forms. And so we did them that day. Had he not been able to say, is my kit finished, I would have been really hard-pressed to say to this man who's almost at end-stage kidney failure, hey, by the way, let's get those organ donor forms done, right?
Yep.
So it just opens the door to conversation.
Awesome. So what sparked the idea to create this for other people? What was the moment when you said, I have to make this bigger than just me and my mom or my immediate family?
Well, I realized when I did family history with Mom about the third generation of memory loss illness in my family, I didn't know about it prior. Mm-hmm. So I thought, okay, for sure I need to get ready. And then I created this gift, and then people started asking me about it. Mm-hmm. And even an attorney in town during a talk, he called on me in the middle of his talk to tell people about it. And then I got a call from First Baptist Church from their Aging to Perfection program years ago, and they wanted me to come talk, which I do occasionally in town. And the lady said, and would you please talk about your box, which it was at the time. And mm-hmm. I said, sure. And then I asked her the date of the talk, and it was the following January, and it was on my mom's birthday. So I hung up and talked to Jeff, my husband, and I said, you know, maybe it's finally time that we actually do what we've been talking about and turn this into something to help others. Mm-hmm. And so we launched it on what would have been her 79th birthday. And at that talk, a mom and daughter came up to me at the end, and the daughter just said, you just saved me a year's worth of nagging. And the mom said, and we're going to do them together. And I thought, okay, that's what it's about. It's just awesome. Helping people. And it's been very cool. We've had some amazing experiences with folks, just helping them nudge that door open a little bit.
Absolutely. So what do you think is the biggest mistake people make when it comes to organizing their, on your website it says organize your life, but ultimately it's organizing or creating the conversation around their expectations yeah. when they pass?
Well, it's part of that, but it's also really more of an owner's manual for your whole life. It's more about living, actually, than dying. Mm-hmm. For example, mine talks about if you're going to get me takeout food, don't put mayonnaise on it, and put socks on me at night, and where I get my hair cut. So it's really about if someone had to step into your life for a week, you know, a month, forever, it's just so that you would live your life, your routines, your choices, instead of someone else's interpretation of them.
Wow, that is... It's interesting. I've never heard of anything like that, but that does make sense. My great-grandma had Alzheimer's, and towards the end there, it was a guess on kind of what she was needing and wanting. So, that is a great, great tool. I just bridged that is what that does. That's a great tool for people.
Well, thank you. We did an experiment at work a few years back where we wrote down what we did in the morning before work, and then we had to take our paper and give it to our neighbor and receive one from the neighbor on the other side. And so then that became our new routine. And where someone might get up and need to go right to the shower, someone else might need their coffee first. And mm-hmm. it was showing us that it's better if you live your life the way you would choose to than having someone else's life forced upon you. And I think the biggest mistake people make, though, is that they want to do it. They like the idea of getting this in place, but they don't do it. The California Healthcare Foundation did a survey a while back, and they found that 82% of people are in favor of it, but only 23% of people actually complete it, getting things in place, having those conversations, and or they don't even find out everything it takes to have things in place, and so they have their puzzle done, but it's the picture, and it's really not complete.
Yeah.
And we came full circle. The daughter who first wouldn't talk and then said, you know, you'll make me talk about death again, about a couple of months ago she called me and she said, thank you. I was just out with several of my friends, and they were talking about their parents and how their parents have not done anything and won't talk about things, and thank you, because I'm not worried. Everything's done. Now we just look at your plan and do your plan. But there's no guilt, there's no burden of choices, because you've already made them. That was very affirming for what we've got going on here.
Absolutely. So if someone wanted to do this, I know going to your website would be a good place to start with getting the kit and those sorts of things, but where's a good place to start with the conversation?
Well, one way is just on your own, you know, without even talking about it. Just mm-hmm. think about it. Think about how you would want your life to play out. Think about what your goals of care would be. Even write down a little letter if you don't want to talk to anyone yet. And maybe you know, then go on to the, there's a National Institute on Aging website, and it talks about, you know, just get a notebook of some sort and put these things in it. Just start having discussions. Find people you trust, whether it's your pastor or the friend you've known since you were 12 or whoever, and just start raising the issue. And then find a way that works for you. You know, certainly our kit is easy for some because it's fill in the blanks, where so you don't have to start from scratch. Just, we were trying to make it easy.
Well, I know marketing a business and starting a business and running a business has its challenges. Can you identify maybe one challenge that you've had along the way, and what lessons did you learn from it?
Well, one challenge we face is changing technology. We're catering to multiple generations, and back in 2009, a lot of seniors didn't have iPhones like they do now. We didn't have all the social media we have now, and so really it was a fill-in-the-blank paper document. As time has changed, of course, we're looking now to another section where I'm writing about social media and what, for example, would I in my later years, if I got Alzheimer's, would I want people to post photos of me on Facebook? How would I want that monitored? Just all those issues now have come up. And how do we best get this into an electronic format? Or do we? So there's those issues. The other challenge has been that my husband teases me that I treat this as a not-for-profit organization because I really just want to help everybody. So.
Awesome. Well, I know it sounds like you have a lot of stuff going on right now with the different projects and this business and working with elder care. What has you excited for the future right now?
Actually, Brad, I'm being completely honest. This interview, not too long ago, my husband asked me to please find a way to tell my story because acting as his care manager is different than acting as my mother's care partner. Mm-hmm. And a lot of people find it being so overwhelming that they just can't do it. They can't make it work out. And I firmly believe that with the right tools and the right approach, you can find that balance in your life where you can be a good care partner to whoever needs you. And so he really wanted me to do it. He was encouraging me to find the right avenue. And so I was very hopeful about this interview. Awesome. That maybe some folks will get encouragement that they can be a good care partner.
Perfect. Well, I appreciate that. I'm excited to put it out here because I think you have a lot of great information to share with our community. And that's what this podcast is for, is our immediate community. I know I have listeners all over, but I have most of them come right here in the Eugene Springfield area. So I'm excited about that too.
I get
a lot of inspiration from the things that I read as well. What's the most inspirational book or piece of information or resource that you've read in your life?
Well, I actually read all kinds of things. I'm one who's reading maybe several books at once, and I have reading material by the bed, you know, in the bathroom, by where I sit in the living room. So I pick up different things at different times. In the morning when I'm trying to find my balance for the day, before I do what I call my worry time, my brainstorming, it's usually biblical. It's usually some form of scripture. I like things that remind me that the suffering promotes endurance, which builds your character, and then you find the hope in all that. That gets me going. For the folks I do presentations for in town that are dealing with memory loss or other senior issues especially, there's a book called Creating Moments of Joy, which is just very simple and reminds you as long as you keep trying, you and your loved one have hope. And then I just read a fascinating book. It's not new. It's called The Outliers. And I was very intrigued because most of the time when I give a talk, all I have to do is review my notes or start getting ready in the evening. And then by the next morning, I will have written most of my talk in my sleep, and I just have to be ready to write it all down. And it's always intrigued me that that happens, and this book discussed that. And so I really enjoyed that.
Nice. I like that book as well. I believe that is Malcolm Gladwell, if I remember correctly.
Yes.
Now, in your business, I know in my business, I use different resources all the time, and I know I use a couple of them a lot. So what's your favorite either gadget, online resource, or just resource that you use in your business every day?
Well, this is a little tough for me because I'm one of those who's still impressed by fax. I think it's very cool that you can put it in here and it comes out in New York and it looks the same. But one thing that I've worked very hard to do the last couple of years is go from my multiple-pound planner to an online calendar. And I still face challenges, but I am committed to it, and I'm doing it, and I love it. And we share our calendar in the cloud.
What is the calendar system that you use? Which calendar?
We use the one that comes in the iPhone, and then I also use the Google Calendar because now we're learning at our advanced age. I'm in my late 50s, and I'm learning to use the cloud and upload things. So it's very cool, but we share our calendars, and so my husband knows what I'm doing, and I know what he's doing, and it just is an easy way to track.
Awesome. I like Google Calendar as well. I use it specifically to schedule appointments for these interviews, and I can't live without my online calendar. So I'm with you. Last question that I ask everybody, if you were a superhero, what would be your superpower?
You know, I thought a lot about that. We had some fun with that question. I asked my kids and my husband, and it has to be teleportation.
Awesome.
Because
why?
I would love to be able to zap myself back and forth, either to our daughter's house in California or... you know, get home at lunch faster. When I work a full day, I come home for lunch. And to just avoid that travel time is great. But also because through the last several years, I did a lot of flying. I'm a white-knuckle flyer. My favorite thing to hear on an airplane, hands down, is when they say, ladies and gentlemen, the captain has turned off the fasten your seatbelt sign. Because then I know at least for a second I can stop and relax my knuckles. So I think I would just love to be able to teleport myself where I want to be.
That was mine, actually, was teleportation, because we spend a lot of our life waiting in traffic or driving or waiting. If we just take that waiting time out, it would be way more productive.
I think it would be great. And we come from Southern California, like I said, so the traffic here to me is nothing but... but just to be able to experience some moments, some events that I miss out on because of the distance would be great.
Absolutely. Well, Barbara, if somebody wanted to get in touch with you or find your kit, how could they do that?
Well, we have a website. It's okay. Called www.itsmylifekit.com. And we just use my cell phone on there now. It's 541-556-4116. And then I also work at Elder Care Resources here in town. It's a care management company. Awesome. So you could find me there, too, part-time.
Perfect.
And I will call you back. I will answer, because truly the goal is to just help people get things in place and have the tough conversations. And live their life. I can tell you that when I got my things in place, when I turned 50, the very next day I was a little bit quiet. Here I had executed a power of attorney, and I've told people they can make me stop driving and all the things involved, but I've also shared other more personal things. And so the first day I was just kind of processing. The second day after, I just felt this sense of relief that, okay, now I just go on and live my life, and however it plays out, it does, and we can have fun along the way and enjoy each other and enjoy whatever we're given.
Perfect. Well, Barbara, yeah. I appreciate you taking the time to let me interview you today. You have a great story and a really great resource for our community. And I want to...
Well, thank you very much.
I want to wish everyone a great and inspired day.
Thank you for taking the time to listen to this week's Inspire Eugene podcast interview. We are committed to bringing you great content each and every week. Please take a moment to subscribe to our podcast on iTunes and spread the word by sharing our page on Facebook. Have an inspired day, and we will see you next time.